The sun is beginning to set where we are now, but the evening is hot. The air is bending with the haze of it. You can almost hear it. Suno. The sizzle of summertime. The deep crackle of scorched earth. The thick thrum of crickets in tall, dry grasses and the yawning of the shadows, stretching like spirits across the open plains. We are waiting for the sunset, for the moment when the lights go out, for the moment when the last amber beam slips silently behind the horizon like a steadily sinking ship. We are waiting for darkness to wash over the savannah like a thick, inky, incoming tide. Samundarvang. We are waiting for a cool breeze to dilute the drumming, humming beat of white, hot, red hot, rutilant heat. Because when night falls, finally, heavily, readily, this is when the hunt begins. There is a kind of hunger that I hope you never know. The kind that claws at your belly. The kind that gnashes at your ribcage like a hot, livid rage. Maut vargi pok. To me, the strangest thing, the saddest thing, the most inexplicable, risible thing, is that from the very beginning of time, you have made utter gods out of me and my kind. You have treated me like a talisman. Ik devtevang. I am your amber-bellied king. I am the hot light of yang to your dark, earthy yin. I am a solar beam of strength and fire. I'm a thing loved to death. A thing killed with desire. In China, I am power. In stories, I am the king of the mountain. But in life, I am the bloody ghost of regicide. I am so loved, so revered, so adored and so feared that my bones and my teeth and my hide are stolen to ward off the evil eye. And India, here, I have fought to survive since a time long ago and one man. Robert Clive.